from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Tavola, Springfield Country Club, for Tour de Delco. Brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. Elliot's joining us, yes? Jack?
Ideally, yeah.
Okay, all right. I heard Elliot was joining us. I just didn't see him there. Elliot will join us in a moment. Talk about tonight's Eagles game. We have Eagles and Patriots in the second of three preseason games. You can hear the action here on 94 WIP. If you're looking for the Phillies, they will be on 1210 WPHT tonight.
Just like the old days.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. What are we doing here today?
Well, I just take the seatbelt off.
Yeah. Chuck!
I put him on hold.
Okay.
Try it again. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, Ike, listen. I mean, Spike, listen, man. All the rules can't be met at one time, man. I had my seatbelt off, all right, man?
Yeah, hey, you know, can hey, I got to put you on hold because Elliot's there. We'll do you right after Elliot. Sorry, Chuck.
Pause.
Yeah.
Elliot, save me, man. Give me something good. What the hell is going to happen in the game tonight that makes me excited?
First off, I got to say, putting Chuck on hold for me feels like a downgrade in toughness. We're talking about playing tonight.
So upgrade in height, downgrade in toughness. Yeah.
No, I'm not going there with that topic. But so tonight, I mean, what, something good that'll happen tonight? There's going to be a football game. What could be better than that?
Why do you sound nasally?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I'm sick. I don't feel well. But I'm happy to be on Talking Football with you guys. But yes, the voice, like I said, the voice from Chuck's voice to my voice currently is definitely quite the downgrade.
Damn, Boston got you, huh? The traveling.
Yeah, the 8 hours on a train, you know, I guess ended up not being great.
But 8 hours on
it. Took the train.
This is why you should rest in preseason. This is why, you know, you wait for the regular.
Ellie, you sound terrible. Are the offensive starters going to play at all tonight?
No, I don't think you'll see any of the offensive starters tonight. They got 47 reps in those joint practices. I think that was the work they needed. And I would not play them. I mean, we've done this in 1,000 different scenarios over the years. Well, they just had this, just had that. They never play them. And I think it has almost always worked out when they've done it. So I think it's the right decision.
I don't. You know, let me ask you this. Why do you think that the Chiefs do play offensive starters? Why do you think that the Packers do play offensive starters? We understand the reason why not to. What, play devil's advocate for me. Why would they?
So I think Andy Reid does it because he thinks it's important. It's how he's always done it. He's, I think, the best head coach in the history of the NFL. So if he has a way that has worked for him, I think that makes sense, like why he would stick with that. It's not something I agree with. It's not how I would do it, but I think that's why he does it. I don't think that Mahomes needs these reps. I think that's just how Andy has done it, and it's worked for him, but I don't think that's the right path.
You know, we have an emergency phone call?
Wow.
Jack, we did not ask for a weather thing.
It's
who
beautiful
is this?
Out.
Who is
hey
this?
Hey, guys. Tornado Shapiro with the official Eagles game day forecast. How are you?
Wait a minute.
What's up, Tornado?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Tornado Shapiro, we didn't ask for an official game day forecast. What are you talking about?
You got one, Spike. 7 p.m. Foxborough, Massachusetts, Gillette Stadium. Gillette, the best a man can be, unless he's on the radio talking to Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Come on!
Okay.
Weather's looking fantastic, but it could change by game time. You never know. This one could go. Actually, this could go either way.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If you're going to give us a game day forecast, shouldn't you at least tell us what the forecast is going to be? Is it going to be nice tonight? Are they going to be able to play the starters?
Well, I told you, you know, you're looking at a 28% chance of participation right now, which is going to be creeping up by game time, 7 p.m. So that's 28 right now. Could get as high as 38, maybe go over 50. That's closer. Go over 40. Now that's closer to a 50-50 ball. Go get it. Come on, that's pure hustle right there. Mr. Ike Reese can tell us a little bit about that, right?
That's
Have
right.
Have a little Ike juice for us. Come on.
Tornado Shapiro. And what was the radio station you worked at in Kentucky?
Oh, that was a long time ago. WZZZZDR, the canal, Laurel Mountain Bluff, Western Kentucky. Ouch. So Ike will tell you because he's special teams captain. That's pure will.
That's
you
right.
Know, hey, Ike, who's going to bust the wedges? Is it going to be me or you today? Come on.
Oh, it's going to be you, brother.
Me and Fritz are Spritzer. Keep on down there for my good fella. You know, when you're out there in Springfield, I started out in Springfield, Missouri, land of Lincoln, Route 66. Hey, guys, the wind is at zero, little to no factor at all, but a bean supper could change all of that. Again, it's a 50-50 ball depending on your diet. We always got to watch for the wind coming out of the south.
Right.
Spike knows the highest percentage of accuracy. You know that. Plus, I was the only one to predict the biggest snow game in recent Philadelphia history, December 8th, 2013. I called it a 50-50 chance of snow. Lincoln Financial Field, Shady McCoy runs for a franchise record 217 yards. Four broken jocks, two touchdowns, 8 ounces of ice in your pants, a corn cob, and a button nose. Come on.
What are you doing? Tornado, if you're going to give us a game day forecast, the least you could do is tell us what's going to happen. You can't say you predicted a snowstorm and said it would be 50-50.
I told you it's a true 50-50 shot. So to all the good-looking couples up in Foxborough, you want to dress for this game, I'd play it safe. Tell your girlfriend to wear a bikini under her rain slicker. You got it? Honestly, I'd wear galoshes. Better yet, put a rubber on one foot and a flip-flop on the other. Come on.
All right. Good
God, that's close.
Yeah, very close. Thank you, Tornado. We look forward to unwanted game day forecasts throughout the season.
This ain't your daddy's hurricane spot.
All right, goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, Tornado Shapiro. By the way, you can find out where you can see Joe Conklin at
JoeConklin.com.
Sorry, Elliot, we had an emergency game day forecast.
Well, at first I thought that was serious about rain tonight in Boston, and I was even happier I'm not there now. So good to know if it's going to rain.
It was serious.
Yeah, it was serious.
There's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, 50-50 chance of rain.
Yeah.
So we're not going to see the starters. What do you think? Give us the most important, I would say, two players to watch out for today who can change the course of the future of their team tonight, with the team tonight.
So the two guys, it's not the most exciting two guys, but I think the two guys with the most at stake tonight are Max Sharpring and Matt Hennessy, the offensive linemen. This team has, the past few years, they have had a versatile sixth offensive lineman they've been able to lean on, and they have had injuries along the offensive line. And now they don't really have that player. They really don't have anyone on the offensive line outside the starters. And really, even if you include the right guard spot, they only have four linemen they can count on. So I think that while the linebackers are going to be exciting to watch, and the corners are always fun to watch, Like, the backup offensive line tonight, if they're bad, then I think you could see some real roster movement in terms of a trade or, you know, really combing the waiver wire, because they need to improve those backup offensive linemen.
No shot at seeing Cooper tonight, right? Cooper DeJean?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Cooper will play tonight. He hasn't done any team reps in practice. They are back on the practice field Saturday, so yeah. I think there's a shot then that he could play. And I do think, you know, that last preseason game, people always say no one plays. You could see him in that game. Like, that could be something that makes that game worth watching for sure, because he obviously, you know, hasn't done any team reps yet. So I think no Cooper tonight, but I bet in that final preseason game he does play.
So I've been thinking about something with Quinyon Mitchell. I got to get him at that outside corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to get him out there. I'm wondering, can he win that CB2 spot opposite Slay? What's the chances you think when they come out of these games, right? They say to themselves, why not just put the kid on the outside in his natural position and you put the other guys, let them figure it out inside. Unless Isaiah Rodgers is that much better than Quinyon Mitchell over there at that CB2 spot. I mean, he's our future. So I'd rather him go out there and learn on the job. I think he's going to be better for it in the long run versus wasting time with him trying to play the nickel position when he's really never really going to be the nickel moving forward. I would rather have him in his natural position. I know he can do nickel, and they want to get the three best on the field. But, man, I really wouldn't mind seeing him at the CB2 spot.
Yeah, so I do think there are some benefits to him getting a year of experience in nickel, but I also think ultimately you're right. He is going to play outside corner for this team. That is his long-term home. That's where they drafted him to play. And the return of Cooper DeJean, I think, is what could make that happen. They don't want Quinyon to play nickel. The reason he is there right now is he's their best option they have, and because Cooper got hurt. Cooper DeJean was getting first-team reps at nickel in off-season workouts before he hurt himself prior to training camp. So if Cooper comes back and plays well in these practices, they see him in the regular the final preseason game and looks good. I don't know if week one he is out there as a starter. I think that'd be tough. But what could force Quinyon to the outside or allow them to put him on the outside is if Cooper plays well at nickel, and then you just put him there and move Quinyon. But it's clear that no matter where he plays, Quinyon is going to be out there the majority of snaps right away from the start of the season.
Yep.
Elliot, last one for me. I feel like, at least on our show or just in general, we haven't talked about the new kickoff stuff a lot. And I get the sense that if there is a team that figures something out and works on this a lot, there could be an advantage in the first half of the season as the rest of the league catches up. In your time watching camp, how much time have you seen them spending on the new kickoff rule?
So they have not done it much with us there. I think that's intentional. I don't think they want people to know what their plans are for the new kickoff rule. So we haven't seen a ton of it. I think ultimately they are probably just going to end up kicking it out of the back of the end zone just because, you know, you get that, I believe it's at the 30 there. You don't risk a long return. But the one caveat I'll say is Jake Elliott can be a weapon in this instance. There's been some times where he's practiced trying to make it so you have to field the ball within the five. And he's done a good job of it in the reps that I've seen. So I think that I agree with you. I think they will be good at it because I think they'll adjust better than the rest of the league. But much like they do with offense and defense and injuries and everything, they are, you know, not offering up the information on their plan. And they're trying to keep it under the vest leading into week one.
Well, and it's not just on the when I say kickoff, I don't just mean as the kicking team, but I mean as the receiving team too, because with it's like a completely different thing without the other team running full speed where you're going. And I feel like somebody will figure something out and the rest of the league will have to catch up. Now, maybe they catch up in 2 weeks or something, but I do feel like somebody will have a plan that nobody is expecting and will end up with a kickoff return for a touchdown a couple of times in the first month of the season.
Yeah, and I do think the Eagles have a decent set of returners and or options for that role. Britton Covey, I think, can do it. Isaiah Rodgers, I think, is someone they really like in that role. Kenny Gainwell has taken some reps there. So they have options they want to do. But you're right. I think that the team that can figure out the loophole or come up with the first kind of, you know, wildcat type thing that no one's ready for, it will be a big advantage for them.
Yeah, and I honestly, you mentioned Gainwell. I honestly think the way that it works may benefit somebody who's a running back, because the speed of how it's happening and how it's developing in front of you may look a little bit more like a line of scrimmage than a typical kickoff would have looked like. I know there aren't a lot of answers at this point. I just think it is something definitely to keep an eye on, because I think in the first month of the season, there will be a lot of teams figuring things out, and somebody will be ahead of somebody else.
My only worry with it, because I was very excited when they put this rule in. I thought it looked cool. You watch the plays. Just from the preseason games I've seen and the reps I've seen, I just don't think it's going to have this impact that everyone thought. I hope it does. It would be exciting if the kickoff became a thing again and it was an exciting play. But I think we're ultimately just going to end up with, like, pretty short returns where guys get tackled right away, or the ball just going out again. So I don't think, at least so far in the preseason games I've watched, you know, that have more than Eagles games, like, it hasn't been that exciting. So.
There he is.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It would have been a different way for me to play.
Yeah.
To do kickoff and kickoff return. Yeah, this would have been different for me. I mean, from a coverage standpoint, I don't know how much athleticism and speed and power you get to show, because it's in such a short spurt. Like, you don't get that 30-yard run down the field and make somebody miss. You're almost going to get blocked, because the guy is right there on top of you to block you. Now, they're also doing this to take away some of the big collisions. It's hard to get a big collision with this type of return. And come on, man, that's what the hit squad was all about.
Well, and
I got to go get that money, E.
Yeah, no big collisions, no Ike Reese.
Hey, listen, once upon a time we used to, you know, there was $200-$300 for inside the tackle, inside the 20-yard line tackle.
Bounties?
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
Okay.
And say bounty.
All right. Okay.
I'm just saying rewards.
Rewards. Okay. Rewards.
Back when men wore neck rolls, you know.
Yeah.
And they played in the preseason. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I just Googled bounty. It says reward. Actually, that's a dictionary definition. So, Elliot, you can hear Elliot on the Go Birds podcast. Elliot, I wonder if you should be hosting pregame tonight, to be quite honest with you.
Well, Al Morgani's filling in for him.
Oh, okay.
Breaking news, there's been a hockey shift. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, Al's a football guy.
Oh, no. There's no knock against Al. He's also a Patriot fan.
Oh, right. Well, get him out of there.
It's a big game.
Yeah. Thank you, Elliot. Appreciate it, man.
No problem. Thank you.
You know, Al was the one years ago, and it was funny because when it happened, everybody, Angela was calling Al a genius.
Yeah.
Al was the one calling for Chip Kelly, like, a year before Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Chip Kelly gets here, and he's a sensation, and the Eagles are good, and all the other teams are faking injuries, and everybody's like, Al's a genius. And then all of a sudden, whoops, Chip Kelly's the worst guy in history. Nobody noticed. Oh, no.
Meanwhile, Al's like, yeah, I didn't want that guy here.
Yeah, I'll just lie. The Twitter poll is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Would the Eagles be making a mistake by not playing the starters on offense tonight? 57% say yes.
Oh, the fan base wants to see this squad.
They want to see some football, man.
Yeah, they want to see the squad. Listen, Saquon's not playing no matter what.
Yeah, we don't need him out
there. I don't need him out there.
Well, can you imagine?
I want to see Will Shipley.
Can you imagine?
I actually do want to see Shipley.
I want to see Shipley
more.
Too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how excited this town would be? And I know it's just a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
But they line up tonight. Hurts is under center. They march down the field in 8 plays, touchdown pass to A.J. Brown.
Are we going to the Super Bowl?
Everybody who was had them at 13-4 would have them at 16-1 simply because we would have rested the starters the final week. You know, like the excitement would go through the roof.
It would.
And not just the excitement. I think the confidence level of the offense would go up. I think playing closer to game speed, I think seeing the new things that you learned in action against a team that isn't the Eagles, you know what I mean? I know they just had the joint practice, but I think all of those things can only help, and I think the small chance that someone gets hurt is worth it. If you're so worried that they're going to get hurt, then maybe they shouldn't be practicing, maybe they shouldn't be doing joint practices, all of those things. I think there is a very little risk, and I think there is a high reward to them playing tonight.
Listen, if the starters didn't play in the preseason under Andy Reid, we wouldn't have had that great moment from T.O. the first time he touched the ball in Lincoln Financial Field. Was an 80-yard touchdown.
Yep.
Andy drew that play up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he wanted that. Like, let's get him the ball fast. Let's get it to him early. They took a shot early. And that was to introduce T.O. to the home fan base.
Chuck in Mount Airy. Sorry we had to put you on hold, Chuck. You're on WIP.
Yeah, Spike. Listen, Eiko, Spike, and Jacko. What's up, man?
There we go. What's up, Chuck?
No, what's up, Chuck?
Hey, Spike, you know, my respect meter dropped since you joined the show. I just want to let you know that. You know, you talk about my height. You know what I mean? You put me on hold for Elliot, and he's going to come on. And, you know, he's a goat, but he's going to come on and give you the same report he gave you every day. I can give you that report.
Chuck, where would you put the disrespect level on threatening to cut somebody's fingers off?
Oh, you still haven't gotten over that, man?
Well, bro, I'm just jabbing you in the ribs.
Oh, man, come on, Spike. Spike, listen, literally speaking, right, I can't cut your fingers off, man.
Because you couldn't reach him. Right,
hey,
so...
What I'm saying is this, right? I couldn't reach him, right? But you're only an inch taller than me, okay? I seen you in person. You're an inch taller than me. The reason why you're taller than me, because you got a long-ass neck and a big-ass head. So, you know what I mean? Don't even, you keep saying all that. You know what I mean? You're not that too much taller than me, Spike. What do you mean? Why are you coming at my height for? You know what I mean? My height has nothing to do with me.
Because you were, Chuck, you were, Chuck.
Listen, New York Post, not once, but twice, okay? ESPN, you know what I mean? All four announcements. You know what that is? No, that's my resume, all right? There's some respect to my name, Spike.
Wait a minute. Your resume is they talked about you on ESPN?
Yes. Yes.
It's a short resume, homie. I mean, I'm just saying, mine's longer.
Yeah.
Well, he's not comparing to you. He's just saying put some respect on his name
as a caller. You, Chuck. We're not I put you on hold for Elliot, who works here.
Hey, listen, you're having a bad day today, man. That lady ain't gave you the finger, you know what I mean? You need to go on.
Yeah, don't take it out on Chuck.
No.
You hung up on him?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hold on.
Here we go again.
I'm not doing the whole show where he's demanding respect. What are we talking about here?
Well, you can't take it literal.
He was being literal.
I know. But
I could show you text messages.
You don't have to. Okay. We don't have to go down that road.
Okay.
My only point is that you got to kind of, Chuck is listen, he barks.
Yeah.
He barks. Yeah, that's part of his mantra. That's his thing. He's a tough guy.
I apologize to him for putting him on hold.
You cut his testicles off, man.
You
neuter the guy.
Oh.
Can I say that?
Yeah, we can say neuter. I don't know about it.
Well, I mean.
Well, hold on. We've said worse on the show today.
Yeah. I think so. I'm sorry to Chuck. I don't need to be told to give him respect. What are we doing? I put him on every time he calls. We let him back.
Not fast enough.
And by the way, he's back on the show after some questionable decisions from Chuck, if we can be honest.
That's why I don't want to go backwards. We've made progress.
He's back on the show.
Yes.
We take his call. By the way, he called up. I never even thought twice about putting him on. I put him right on.
Yeah.
Even after all of our history, I put him right on.
Yeah.
I just don't need stomping and demanding respect to him is like, but everybody's having fun. But Chuck, who's like mad at me all the time, you just gotta chill out. Elliot was on. Elliot was scheduled to be on.
Mm-hmm.
He got interrupted by tornado, but Elliot was scheduled to be on. I had to put Elliot on the friggin' show.
You didn't do anything wrong. I didn't say you did anything wrong. You were fine. You're fine. I just, with Chuck, we got to sort of massage the ego a little bit and just let him be. See, that's the thing. You don't have time. You don't have time for that.
To massage Chuck's ego?
Yeah, see, Jack and I, we've developed Chuck over these years, so we know how to handle him.
I'll massage Chuck. Yeah.
And don't you start. Brent Selleck,
Selleck
you start.
Selleck over
there. He shoots 190.
All of a sudden.
I know. You told us.
That's all it is.
Okay.
You're good, though, bro. You're good.
Now Ike's managing me.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
It's about time.
I'm managing this relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chuck's important to the show.
Let me say. Yes. I think, not before anybody, but I would say from when I was a program director, one of the earliest supporters of Chuck at WIP as a caller was me.
Sure. You love when he yelled at me.
Huge fan of Chuck.
You made me promise that he was not fake.
Yes, I needed to know that. I needed to know that Chuck was real.
I actually remember that. Yes,
I wanted to make sure I was a real caller.
We know this happens in radio from time to time.
Every once in a while, you know. So I needed to know from Jack that Chuck was real. I found out Chuck was real. I love Chuck. Mm-hmm. Just Chuck. It's showbiz.
Yes.
And every once in a while, you got to take a jab. Blah blah blah. But don't take it so serious.
Yes.
We're all just like I make fun of Jack. I make fun of Ike. Ike makes fun of me. Jack makes fun of me. That's all. So if we're making fun of you,
top five.
Oh boy. It's not a me top five, is it?
It is a you top five.
No, it's a Spike. What is Spike do?
It's going to be the top five meltdowns or something to me today. Is that what it is, Jack?
No.
Okay. All right. God bless everybody. God bless Chuck. God bless the Easter Bunny.
God bless that lady that was here.
God bless the lady.
That told us to go to hell and play music.
Yeah. All right. We're at Tavola at the Springfield Country Club. Tor DeDelco.
You thought Tavola wasn't going to get rowdy.
Exactly.
It's not rowdy. It was one lady. It was Chuck on the phone. Everybody else is great. Yeah, everybody, you're great, right? Yeah.
Hey,
great.
Puppies are here.
It was one lady.
It's just one lady. Yeah, puppies. Okay, so Providence Animal Center here with the puppies out front until 5 o'clock. I did mention if you come and adopt one of the puppies, I will pay the adoption fee. And if you come up to us, hand us a paper that says Tor DeDelco or tell Taz Tor DeDelco, it'll be another $20 toward Providence Animal Center that comes out of my pocket, so you can cost me money. And Top 5 of 5 comes up in about a half an hour. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tor DeDelco. Tavola Springfield Country Club, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. They say Delco is a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. Taz is collecting Tor DeDelco mentions for donations to Providence Animal Center, every person that comes up here, and hands us a piece of paper that says Tor DeDelco. I will donate $20 to Providence Animal Center, and the puppies out front.
Man.
It looks like they both might get adopted.
Yes.
Well, it's not a one family that's in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, Lakin's going to hold
that's
it against
that's me. That's the Lakin family. There's no way Rod Lakin's leaving here without a dog.
Yes.
Today.
And you know what's going to happen.
He'll be lucky if he doesn't get out of here with both of those dogs up there.
And you know what's going to happen. The kids want the dog. The kids are not going to walk the dog in the morning. And I'm going to get a text from Lakin complaining in the morning that he's the one that has to walk.
Oh, that's how it always happens.
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude. I'm here. Raise hand to God. I can tell you that. Oh, they love the dog the first week. I think Elijah may have lasted a month with the dog.
Really?
You know, Jada hangs in there. She will walk the dogs begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Elijah, you almost have to threaten him to make him do anything.
But then
with the dogs.
But then, like the thing that happened to me, I never wanted a dog. Right? Mm-hmm. I had a cat. That's all. I never grew up with dogs. And my wife wanted a dog. After 2 days of having Rebel in the house, there was no living thing that I cared about more on the earth than that dog.
Yeah.
Like, I came home from a walk with the dog once. I looked at Val and I go, I took a bullet for Rebel. And she's like, Are you worried? This was when we lived in Springfield here. This is a nice little neighborhood. She's like, were you worried that you were going to have to take a bullet from him? Does he have enemies or something? And I was like, look, I'm not saying that he does. I'm just saying that if necessary, I would. So yeah. Animals are a blessing. And you know what? I think it's honestly, you might not even be as close to your dogs if the kids would have taken care of them as much as they said they would. Yeah. But now they're your buddies. You know?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. You know, Renee and I do more work with the dogs than the kids do by a long shot. I do more cleaning up after the dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she does the walking.
Okay.
So I put a fence around the house so they can just go outside and use the bathroom. Why do I need to walk the dogs?
Yeah. They have a toilet on the backyard.
You just go out there and use the bathroom. I feel like the walking part of this is really just exercise.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You use it as kind of exercise, right?
Well, I use it as exercise and to clear my mind a little bit.
Sure.
To me, a dog walk clears the mind. Except when, you know, the new dog, Scotchy, she doesn't bark at anything. Rebel, a deer, he's going to bark. Oh, my God. A deer, he's going to bark. A little kid, he's going to bark. Another dog, he's going to bark. A neighbor, he's going to bark. Like, you know, stress level up and down, walking Rebel. But the new dog, no stress at all.
Okay.
So we got two games tonight. We have the Phillies and the Phillies who won last night 9-5 in a game that, I have to be honest, you know, you think about what would have happened if they had lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What would today sound like?
Oh, my God. Well, we would have just completely ignored them.
Yeah.
Because that's how angry we would have been today.
Yeah, I think today would have been like almost like the funeral. Almost. Yeah. It would have, because the first loss to the Marlins felt like, oh, no, this could be going down the drain. And I think a loss last night. And I was worried when they got down because I was like, oh, no, they were going to press and press and press. And this is going to be a 7-0 game or it's going to get even uglier. Go ahead.
I thought it was good that the fact that they did go down and they didn't start pressing, because I agree with you, Spike. Like, that's what they would have done a couple of games ago.
Yeah.
Looks like they kind of trusted each other last night. And maybe that was part of the players-only meeting or whoever was in the meeting of, like, getting back to who they are.
Well, they were all in the meeting, right?
Yeah, it was all 26 guys. I didn't know if it was, like, a Thompson talking or if it was players-only.
Yeah, so I was going to ask that. Who do you guys think did the talking? Was it a... Because their players-only meeting is different than the team meeting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When the coach is in there.
So according to Matt Gelb, it looked like Thompson and Schwarber were the ones who gathered everyone into the clubhouse.
Okay,
that's the way I read it.
I think Topper was there.
Okay. Yeah, so Topper was there. It was Schwarber and Thompson that called it. It seemed like Castellanos talked some. And, you know, there was a quote from Castellanos.
Casty spoke?
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, there was a quote from Casty at the end of the article from Matt Gelb that said that he had been sort of the same thing that Ben said, that he had been in good team meetings and bad team meetings. And he said the good team meetings are when everyone says something. Everybody gets off their chest off of what they see and what they feel and just gets it all out there. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like it was that kind of a meeting. And I think that is for no other reason than to say it out loud.
Yeah.
You know, not even have somebody else hear it. But, you know, they say this with therapy sometimes. Sometimes just being able to say something out loud makes it a little more real and allows you to conquer it. And I think on some level, them saying out loud, hey, this sucks. Hey, I feel this way when you do that or I'm having trouble with this. I think probably it almost took a little bit of the edge off and allowed them to trust each other where they were pressing and mopey. Like, and I can't even think of another way to put it, but they at times had looked mopey over the last several games.
Yeah. In 2003, we started the season off 0-2, both games at the Link. Got smashed by Tampa Bay on opening night. They shut us out. And then New England came in and put seemingly an even worse beatdown on us the following week. We're sitting at 0-2 with the bye week. Now, that's back when they gave out bye weeks early in the season.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we had a bye week, I believe, in week 3.
Yeah, the Eagles week 5 this year.
Yeah, I believe that one was week 3. I say that to say, I remember having the team meeting, and much like what's been reported with this one, you know, you had multiple people stand up and speak. Now, you don't want one of these team meetings where everybody feels like they need to say something now becomes redundant. And, you know, now this guy's just saying something because that guy over there said something.
Sure, sure, sure.
So you may have had like 3-4 at the most main guys sort of step up and speak. A Troy Vincent, a Brian Dawkins, Deuce. I don't know if it was Trey or maybe even Donovan at that time. I say that to say even after that meeting was over, when we broke off into positional meetings and we went to our special teams meeting, I took it upon myself at that time to stand in front of my guys and my unit and say, guess what, fellas? We're not going to be the reasons why we lose around here. Mm-hmm. This unit will get our jobs done the way they're supposed to be done. Regardless of what the score is out there, regardless of what the offense is doing or the defense is doing, we as a unit have a standard in which we play by. And that's how we're going to continue to play. So I felt in the bigger meeting, I could have said anything at that time, would have been well within my right. But I wanted to make sure I waited, let those guys speak. When we went off into the special teams meeting, that's when I stood in front of my unit and spoke and said what we're going to do as a unit. And I tell you, we won that next game in Buffalo. Brian Westbrook, that was the birth of Brian Westbrook, that game in Buffalo. And while we still only got off to, I believe, a 2-3 start, after that 2-3 start, I think we wound up running off 9 straight games before we lost another game. Now, we wound up losing to Carolina in the championship game. But I'm just saying, that was early in the season. We felt that was the time that it needed to happen. Instead of, we didn't wait until the middle of the season when the season was over. So the team meetings can be effective. And I, you know, listen, I can give you a couple that I had, didn't do anything, particularly in Atlanta. You know, when I was in Atlanta.
Well, it's got to be it's got to be in the players too, yeah. Right? You know what I mean? Like you can't wake up the dead. You know what I mean? You can wake up somebody who's asleep, but you can't wake them up if they're dead.
Well,
so.
And you guys in 03, like, you guys obviously cared about each other, right?
Yes.
And not to talk about the Falcons team, but it doesn't seem like it was as connected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this Phillies team, like, I think they care about each other.
Yeah.
So that's where I think it feels more powerful.
And that's why it's important to them, the fact that they do care about each other. See, that's the one thing I'll continue to put on that team last year with the Eagles coming down the stretch. I'm not sure how much everybody was pulling in the same direction.
Yes.
And cared about each other, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It may be some cliques there that got along with each other, but it didn't feel like everybody was pulling in a direction, because that team, too, was good enough that they should have been able to pull out of that slump that they ended the season with.
And honestly, I'm so happy they had the meeting last night.
Yeah.
I'm happy Trey, whatever it is. I keep saying bench, but for lack
it's okay.
of
yeah,
they sat
whatever.
Him down.
Yeah.
I'm happy Trey got sat down, not because I don't like Trey, but because the manager needed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy the team had a meeting, and I'm happy they responded. And the reason I'm so happy is, like, I know I have reacted negatively about, maybe over the top negatively about how the teams played or minutia about the games over the last month, but you only get so many chances at championships. You only get so many chances at special seasons. And we believe, or we hope at least, that this era of Phillies baseball with competent management and ownership, we hope that, you know, that almost every year is going to be a year where they can contend. But, like,
we got to get a title out of this group.
Yeah, that's a dream,
yeah.
Right? The truth is that you can't control it, or everybody would. You can do your best, but you can't.
Right.
And this team right here has a chance. They've been close, and this is the best version of the team that we've seen, and they've already been close. And the idea that they would be so good over the first 2 months and then let it slip away, a team with this many, 8 All-Stars this year, with more than one pitcher that is a contender for Cy Young, with this much skill, all in their prime, and to let it slip away, it would have been a shame. And I think we would have been angry, and we would have been frustrated, and we would have looked back on this time and we said, man, we had a shot. And they just didn't have it. So I think when you have that opportunity, you have to empty the clip, man. You have to do everything in your power to make sure that the season works. And just saying, like, oh, team meetings, they don't really do anything. Or, oh, I'm going to bench them. You know, the worst that can happen is you're going to lose. You're already losing.
Yeah, you're already losing.
You know, so.
And first of all, that's all pride.
Yes.
That's all that is.
Yep. We don't need that.
Yeah. Oh, that's beneath me.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now you've been humbled some more.
Right. Are we going to wait until the Braves are in first place to admit that something's going wrong?
Right.
Obviously, Schwarber's really, really important.
Yes.
Did Bryce have to talk? Like, we don't know if he did talk or didn't talk. But is that a situation where you would like to hear from Bryce?
It all depends on how is he on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
If he's just being himself, then I hate to say it would come off as if it's disingenuous. No, instead of twisting and turning like a pretzel trying to – no, yeah. Jack, I think yesterday to me was a time for Bryce to at least have a voice. Now, if he didn't, okay, whatever. But I would have expected him to have a voice, to have something to say. He didn't have to get up there and start kicking stuff or this and that and the other. But there's something to that guy talking about how important winning games are and what it means to win here is to guys and about getting this thing turned around. Like, him saying that is impactful.
I agree. I think there are some people who are more, and believe it, our industry is full of them. There are some people who are more comfortable talking into a microphone than they are talking to people in person without a microphone.
Yep.
And, I'm talking to one. Jack, I mean, yeah, Jack is a guy that's, but it's not, people think that radio people are social animals because they hear you talking all day. Radio people lock themselves in a room where they control every conversation, and they don't have to look anybody in the eye a lot of times. So
Angelo's like the greatest example of
that. Sure, not a social guy at all. Yeah. And so that is to say that Bryce...
Shout out to the GOAT.
Bryce is good in front of a microphone. He is good at talking about the team. But I wonder... I don't know that we know exactly what Bryce is actually like.
I just think he's more.
Do you know what I mean?
I just think he's more Chase than like.
Then we realize
a real outspoken.
Yeah.
Like, it's, some guys are lead by example guys. Now, obviously, his example I think carries a lot of weight.
Yeah.
So, but I think he's just more.
But by the way, the lead by example guy is part of why I was frustrated when he was not setting a good example, because if he's not going to be a talker, then he has to be a doer. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't.
You had to worry about that with Chase.
Yeah, no, he was a doer.
Yes,
you know, like
doer,
and it probably cut his career short 4 or 5 years, or at least cut his prime short with how he played. But you could always count on him being that. So I guess that I would like for Bryce to have talked, but I also think the guys in the locker room know who he is, and if he's not a talker, then he's not a talker, I guess, it's not surprising to me if he wasn't a major voice in the meeting, because not everyone who is publicly a major voice is also privately a major voice too.
Well, now we see why it's so important to have Kyle Schwarber here.
Yes.
And quite frankly, we're talking about extensions. When's his contract up?
After next year.
Yeah, he's going to be looking for one. I think he deserves one.
No, Schwarber can't leave. I already have it planned out. So he's going to be a designated hitter, or a pinch hitter, like the Matt Stairs role in his 40s.
Then he's bench coach.
And then he's the manager.
Yeah.
He's going to be the manager at some point.
I don't want him to leave.
I like that.
I like that. I have never grown to appreciate a player as quickly as I have Kyle Schwarber.
I knew you would. He's a sportsman.
I am. He's a ball. You can tell how important
he is. You know what
he is,
Spike?
What is he?
He's a man.
He is a man. He's a man's man. Yeah, he's a man's man. Guy's got the hammer.
By the way, he's got a...
Well, we know he got a hammer.
He's packing something. I do have an update. Sorry to spur this on you, Spike, but I think you did just well on the fly here real quick.
Oh, no.
Do have an update on inside of the year status.
Uh-oh.
Because Justin Simmons signed with the Falcons today.
Ah!
So, we're monitoring Ike's situation here. Mekhi Becton.
That's a good one.
It's a huge win.
Huge win.
Yep.
Justin Simmons.
Yep. Oh, that's a tough one.
It's under the review of the cabinet. Do we have a cabinet?
But no, there's a voting committee. There's a committee.
I mean, listen, that's a tough one. I was holding out for it. Yeah.
By the way, the Falcons are loading up.
Oh, that's my pick for the NFC South.
On defense now.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two major acquisitions in the last 2 days for the
Falcons. Judon and Justin Simmons.
Judon and Simmons. That's serious.
That might be the best safety tandem in the league.
Yep, him and Bates.
Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons.
And A.J. Terrell on the outside.
How much did Simmons sign for?
$8 million.
Yeah, the Eagles would never give him $8 million.
Not for one year?
1 year.
I mean, they're paying Devin White $6 million, right?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
How do you not give Justin Simmons $8 million?
For one year?
That was the quickest.
Wait a minute. How much? They gave CJGJ $8 million.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
CJGJ's deal's mostly fake, I believe.
Okay.
But still, it's 1 year.
Still a year? What are we doing?
I mean, it's 2 years. Was it a 2 year or 3 year deal?
I think he got 3 years.
But they can get out of it after 1 year.
3 year, $33 million contract.
Yeah.
Of which 2.5 is guaranteed.
Yeah, no, yeah, $8 million is. You're right, Spike. That would have been a fair price for a 1 year deal.
Yeah, well, you were saying yesterday that it must have been money, but that isn't a deal that money. It could have been playing time. Elliot was mentioning. I wonder if he wanted a guaranteed starting spot.
You're damn right.
Give it to him.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, but I wonder if they wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that's just another way of going around. You don't want to pay him to be the starter.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's all that really is. Because if you want the guy, he's coming in to be the starter. And he would the moment the guy signs, he's arguably the most accomplished player in the secondary.
Yeah. Well, there was some rumors that him and Fangio didn't get along. Like, he didn't want to play for Fangio.
Secondary? Wait a minute. Maybe the most accomplished player on the defense.
On the defense, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Because I started going through every position.
You're right. And Slay is already the most accomplished on the defense, and he's more accomplished than Slay.
Than Slay,
I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he has more All-Pros than Slay, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, they're right around
the same. Well, he has the most interceptions in the league since he's been in the league.
Four-time, I believe.
Yeah. 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 Oh, well. I'll tell you this. I don't feel like yelling at the Eagles about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this move. We're putting a lot of faith in a secondary at that back end that has not played together. And as much as I like CJ, GJ, the health factor is real.
It's absolutely real.
Like, he's already banged up.
Yeah, he's already hurt.
Yeah.
He's tweeting a lot. He doesn't hurt his thumbs, I don't think.
Or his music career.
Yeah, his music career. We haven't reviewed the record yet. Which is called Great, I think, or something.
I need one of y'all to check it out for me.
I did.
Yeah, I'll get right on it.
I did.
Oh, yeah, there's Spike the Music Guy.
Yeah, it's not my thing. All right.
Before everybody gets upset, Spike's not against rap.
He loves
plenty of rap music.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's levels to everything.
There's levels, yes.
It's not my level, I guess. Nothing personal. I'm saying it's not bad. I'm saying it's not my thing. And I like plenty of rap.
We've like had, most of the artists today.
Yes. It's an old guy thing more than a rap guy thing.
Yes. So.
All right, coming up next, everyone's favorite segment on the WIP Afternoon Show is the Top 5 of 5. Apparently, it is going to be making fun of me, so we will see. We'll see what that is.
Yeah.
All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Tavola at the Springfield Country Club.
I get my glasses out.
I know that. Do you hear me slowing down?
No, he wanted to announce that I had to get my glasses out.
Well, because earlier, Spike, you missed this. He was trying to order, and he had to take his sunglasses off to get closer.
Oh,
and
no.
He was an inch away from the menu, man.
Oh, no.
It was a sight to behold.
Oh, you were doing that. Happens to the best of us, man. I'm the cell phone light guy.
That's why you should be back in the studio.
Yes.
I know.
That's exactly why you should be back in the studio.
I'm telling you, it empowers them. We've been three straight days out. What do you think it's going to be like tomorrow at Chickie's? We're at Chipotle. And especially, he's going to go to the ballpark tonight. He's going to take all their cell phone pictures. Are you kidding me? All right. We're at Tavola today at the Springfield Country Club until 6 o'clock for Tour de Delco, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.